Good morning. It's a Pipewire talk. I'm Wim Tuymans. I've been working on Pipewire for, I don't know, 10 years now. Sponsored by Red Hat. So what is Pipewire? For you who don't know, it's a low-level layer for sharing multimedia on your desktop. So first of all, sharing of multimedia, which means audio, video, and all of that. But then also later processing, audio processing, and other stuff. So it started basically as a way of sharing video from Wayland, because that wasn't supported natively. So then a scheme was developed to transfer video frames from one application, the window manager, to other applications, the consumers, via IPC. And then it was invented that you could also use this for webcams, because currently webcams on that desktop, most browsers go directly to the kernel with IOCTLs. Doesn't work so well for newer cameras that need a little bit more setup and so on. So these things were rethought 10 years ago, and that's how it started. Later on, audio was added, and it became big. So a little overview of what's currently happening with Pipewire. So it's sitting there, it's basically just passing around multimedia between a whole bunch of applications and services that there are. So you have video apps, you have audio apps. There's also professional audio apps that used to go through a different audio server back in the day. You have window managers, all the things on top, media players, VLC, GStreamer. That all needs some way of accessing cameras, Bluetooth devices, also devices, and so on. Underneath that, for the kernel, you have a couple of services and libraries that are used, like ALSA. LibCamera is a new library for accessing cameras, specifically for more complex cameras that have processing units and so on. So you can't really go directly anymore to the kernel to get your camera things and expect it to work these days. And then there's also the Bluetooth services, which traditionally on Linux use Bluesy, which is basically a D-bus service. So all of that needs to be made available to applications in some sort of API. So traditionally we have Pulse Audio doing that thing, and a whole separate thing for Pro Apps with Jack. So Pipewire is basically the common denominator of all these things to pass around this data. So basically an application of sorts would make a node in a graph. So it's all graph-based. Data flows from one component through a couple of links to another component, or through a whole bunch of things. And these components can be applications or devices or any mix you want. So it's a bit of a generalization of what Pulse Audio did. It's very similar to what Jack did, but now also extended for video and audio. So 24 was 1.2 release. So last year I talked about the 1.0 release, which was basically ABI stable, all of the features, baseline features implemented. So in 1.2, we just continued doing that. So a couple of things that are new in that release. So in the 1.0 version, you could have that if one of the processing blocks didn't respond in a graph, everything would stall, because basically you give it data, Pipewire will wait until it says I'm finished, and then we'll go on processing the next block. So if you block one part in that graph, the whole thing doesn't finish to completion. So you can have this situation where you can control Z and app, pause it, and things just don't work anymore. The only way to fix that